over yet was clocking about 103 miles an hour. That was about 4:45 in the morning. And it lasted about for 15 minutes. And then it kind of, that's when, just before we got the eye of the hurricane there, it had then hit land. And then about for 15 minutes, it stayed calm when we was in the eye of it. And after the eye passed, we got winds about up to 90 miles an hour again. We was kind of on the backside of it. But just before the eye hit us, we got about 103 miles an hour.
Did it do any damage? Does it ever do any damage to things around here?
This wind, you don't get too much damage. It blows roofs off, bones, and well, it does enough, like trailer houses, it blows them over. But when it was 2 years ago, in Crowley, we had a tornado came through there just before day one morning.
And it?
It flattened everything in its path. Well, I went by there. They called us out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to go work there at night. And I got there about 6:30. And I didn't know how bad it was, you know. We just went out there and they put us to a post. Well, you watch this, because the people going in there looting and stealing and stuff. So we just sit out there and here come a state trooper and you. So he said, I'm going to take you sightseeing. They didn't have no power. All electricity was cut off.
Yeah.
And we passed on the corner. He said, that's where a brick house was right there. It was nothing. It was just a vacant lot. Some houses you would pass by that was brick houses.
They
had no walls, no top, nothing. And whatever they had sitting on the table, the cars and stuff, was all parked just like this. They had them parking. All they had on the table was on the table. It hadn't disturbed none of that, but first the frame of the building, it was gone. And nobody got killed in there by it happening in the morning before day. One person died from there out in the country, but it must have destroyed maybe about 75, 80, 90 homes. That was a total disaster in Dole. That was one of the worst things that you usually see that on TV, you know, elsewhere, but you see that close on.
The wind had just...
Oh, that tornado just came through that. Had people to tell me that in the brick house, they heard it coming, you know. Just a big roaring noise. And they had the air conditioner on in the brick house and all the windows. It just would take and suck it and blow it up. They had so much pressure. If they would have had a window or something open. But it had, the tornado had so much pressure in that circle that it was torn in. They said it must have been going anywhere from 200 to 300 miles an hour, because it had took more than about 2 good seconds for it to go through. And one lady told me she had a window up in the bathroom, a crack in it, and she had the door closed. And she heard the roaring noise. It passed about a block. Well, it tore up stuff a block from her house. And she said when she woke up, the curtains were sticking to the window and you couldn't pull them back. And finally she fit and opened the door into the bathroom. She couldn't raise no windows up, and the one that had the crack in, when she opened, she said the house had started cracking. And when she opened it, the door, she got a chance to raise the window.